Well, I think we did some good things on offense. We have a very talented group, two possessions, two scores. You got to be happy with that. Our biggest thing is getting into a rhythm, and we did a good job with that. We converted third downs, and play calling was very good as far as getting us into, you know, manageable situations on third down, getting me into a rhythm, passing the ball, and we're tough to stop when that's happening. Well, it's never easy. It's all about execution for us. And we did a nice job of, you know, moving the ball, converting on third downs, converting in the red zone. Jermichael had a big catch to keep that drive going, and I hit John for the touchdown. And, you know, second possession was more a little more methodical, and we did some good things.
They didn't get much pressure on you. Was that attributed to your offensive line or just their inability to get pressure on you?
No, I mean, I got hit, I think, three times, but we did a good job mixing up. We threw a screen in there. We, you know, 7-step, 5-step, and some 3-step. And when we're able to, you know, get the ball in my hand quickly, there's going to be some good, there's some good things that happen. That's okay. No problem. Those were insightful. Yeah, better than our normal guys. Yeah.
Jeff, are you guys feeling like everything is kind of? I mean, your numbers are ridiculous. So far, I mean, it almost seems like it's almost, you know, just training camp and you guys are doing whatever you want to do. Obviously, it's harder than that, but how do you guys feel with that?
Well, things change when you get in the season. I think you're going to see different defenses, and they're, I think, trying to figure out kind of what style of play they want to do on defense with Pete and the things they're doing over there. But we're tough to stop, and we have a lot of playmakers, and even without drive tonight, I think, you know, Greg made a big catch to get us going, and then you know, we had a big third down conversion, and Jermichael had a big touchdown catch there on the second drive, and we did some really good things.
Are you surprised it's coming so easily, so soon, so quickly?
Well, we did some really good things last year in the preseason. You know, I think, you know, the line has done a great job. It starts with those guys up front. If they're protecting well and we're able to, you know, to move the pocket a little bit and run the ball effectively when we have to, you know, it's going to keep the defense guessing, and when they're guessing, you know, we're gonna strike. Yeah, I mean, those guys are doing a great job. I think you're seeing a lot of stuff that happened at the end of last season with, you know, when Tausch came back and Cliffy got healthy. And, you know, Scotty played awesome for us last year, and he's done a nice job. And Josh Sitton is probably the most underrated guy of the group. And I don't think Darren Collins gets enough credit either. He's done a great job. So those five, being able to play together, they've played together the majority of training camp and taking a lot of reps together, that's important. Other than being a big target, you know, he's got great hands. He has a good feel. Like I was telling someone on the sideline, he's starting to get me trained. He's training me to throw him the ball in certain situations. He understands the scheme now, and he really runs his detail and his routes. He's doing a better job of running his routes to get open. And if he has any separation, he's going to catch the ball. He's got great hands, and he's tough to stop. Well, John, all he does is score touchdowns. I mean, John is he's a core guy to our team. I think you ask anybody, he's one of the guys that makes our team go. He doesn't get a lot of credit all the time, but he's a great lead blocker. He catches the ball out of backfield really well. He obviously runs the ball well when he's a single back, as he did at Shippensburg. But he's a core special teams player as well. So he's a guy that you love to have on your team. He does the dirty work and doesn't get a whole lot of credit for it. So it's nice to see him playing well. Spencer Havner, I think you got to say he's done a great job for us, a guy who takes the majority of reps during the week at tight end and then gets a big interception tonight. He plays, I don't know how many plays he played, but a ton of plays on defense where he hasn't taken a lot of reps and special teams. He did a great job for us.
What was the rationale for going deep on the first play?
Well, we stopped him, I think, in, three and out or whatever, and I think Mike just wanted to take a shot.
Was that planned? Tonight,
no, it wasn't. I mean, that was in the first thoughts that we had going into the game. But, I don't know if Greg expected the ball either 100%. Because once he got on top of Thomas, it looked like Thomas was either grabbing him or Greg wasn't able to get his stride going. But I told him, I said, when we call that play, I'm going to throw it up to you. And he made a great catch for us.
Is there any discussion at all with you dialing back your number of snaps in what is traditionally?
For number three? For the next pick? We haven't talked about it yet. Just the plan was to play 20. In the first one, we played, I think, 20 exactly. And 20 in this one, we played 19. So.
I know that these games don't count for much of anything.
I kind of wish they would.
This is what I'm saying. 20 for 24, 275 yards. I think your pass rating is like 154. I mean, what do you take out of playing this well, even if the games don't count?
Well, just confidence, I think. I think you feel good about the things we're doing on offense and spreading the ball around. I think, one stat that doesn't show was zero sacks. Decision-making has been good. I graded out probably the highest I've ever graded out last week against Cleveland. So that just means that the way I'm seeing the game is how I want it to be going into the season. The checks I'm making line of scrimmage are the correct checks. I'm getting us in good situations. And accuracy-wise, I'm throwing the ball pretty well. But I think it really starts up front. I mean, when those guys give me time, we're tough to stop. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.